and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Making his first public comments on Donald Trump's conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, President Biden at the White House.
The American principle that no one is above the law was reaffirmed.
Former president attacking the judicial system, saying he and his lawyers will fight on appeal. President Biden detailing a three-phase deal proposed by Israel to Hamas militants that he says would lead to the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza and could end the war. Germany joining the U.S. in telling Ukraine that they won't oppose Ukraine attacking targets on Russian soil with the long-range weapons NATO is supplying. That's a significant policy change. Preliminary terrorism charges are filed against an 18-year-old in France accused of a plot targeting spectators attending Olympic soccer games. He's from Chechnya, accused of plotting on behalf of the Islamic State group's jihadist ideology. This is ABC News. Last year, five people died inside a submersible on the way down to the wreck of the Titanic. The tragedy is not keeping others from trying again.
Less than a year after the OceanGate Titan submersible imploded, two men are plotting the next mission to Titanic. Patrick Lahey, CEO and co-founder of another submersible company called Triton, and wealthy adventurer Larry Connor. They want another shot. Connor telling ABC News,
I will not go any place or do any dives if I'm not 100% convinced that the submersible is safe.
He says their sub will be certified, which the OceanGate craft was not. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The mother of former First Lady Michelle Obama has died. Marion Robinson was a fixture and a force in the Obama White House. She famously lived there, helping to care for her granddaughters and a trusted voice for her daughter. The Obamas said she passed peacefully this morning. Marion Robinson was 86. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, General Kelly is someone who lost a son in battle. And at the grave of his son, the then sitting president of the United States, Donald Trump, said, I just don't get it. What was in it for them?
To him, it's always been, how can I get my name out there? He's never going to be fulfilled. He's never served something larger than himself. And I think on days like Memorial Day, it's extremely telling.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Progress Pride flag will fly over the Wisconsin State Capitol building for the month of June. In Wisconsin and across the United States, June is LGBTQ+ Pride Month. Governor Tony Evers said in a press conference on Friday that flying the Progress Pride flag is a symbol of his resolve to support the LGBTQ+ community.
Raising the Pride flag above the Wisconsin State Capitol sends a clear, unequivocal, and decisive message that in Wisconsin, all are welcome.
June is also Invasive Species Awareness Month. Visit the DNR website for info on how to hike, camp, fish, and garden in ways that prevent the spread of invasive species. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Cancel the NFL offseason? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up another week of OTAs, organized team activities. Now, technically, they're all volunteer sessions for the players to decide to participate. The Players Union is drawing up a plan where players would report a couple of weeks earlier in July for training camp and eliminate these volunteer sessions and mini camps in the spring.
I would not be in favor of that, but We'll adjust, I guess.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on why not to make a change.
I go back to the COVID year. I don't think that was good for anybody. There's not a lot of time we get with these guys anyways, and just to cram everything in at the beginning of training camp, I think it's particularly bad for, I would say, a lot of undrafted guys, because you just don't have the time to invest in the process and learn the playbook.
Baseball, Brewers and White Sox tonight at AmFam Field. The Brewers in first place with a 5-game lead. At 15-42, the White Sox have the worst record in baseball. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, maybe a stray storm with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. More storms possible Sunday afternoon, highs low 80s. Storms still possible Monday, high around 80. Right now it's 61.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us on Monday as we'll take a look back over the weekend and launch our new Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest. Maybe we'll find a pool boy. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
I saw that look on you. You were like, that's horrible.
It just gave me visuals and honestly, tastes I didn't want to think about. I'm sorry.
Listen, if you're hungry enough, you go back for seconds. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, now.
All right. So here's what we're doing tonight. It's called Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. Anya Esther is along for the ride tonight. Our last night, our week has come to an end.
Yes, it's been a short but a good week,
Short
Pete.
But fun week. It is very fun to work with you. And
right back at you.
Thank you. So we're having fun tonight. We've got Mike Clemens coming up in a couple of minutes and Terry Barr at 8:35 to preview some music that they will be playing tomorrow night at Live in the Lair on Max Inc. If you have not checked out Max Inc., you simply must. It is a must. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer. And join them for live music, poetry, progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. We are broadcasting statewide tonight. It is a gorgeous night here in the state of Wisconsin. I think we can say, even though maybe the date does not show summer until, what is it, like June 20th, June 21st?
I think it's like the 21st is the solstice, yeah.
It feels like summer, and it feels great. Downtown Green Bay here tonight, there are just people walking by. There's a band playing down by the river, right down here by WGBW, here at City Deck Landing. So I hope wherever you are, you're having a great Friday night. The weekend is here. We're having fun here at Nightlight. And I will say our question tonight, folks, and I saw, again, I'll just reiterate this. I saw Rear Window again a couple nights ago, one of my all-time favorite movies, a Hitchcock film, with Jimmy Stewart and Grace Kelly. And I just wanted to live in that courtyard in one of those cool apartments. And it got me thinking, the Home Alone house is for sale. That's a great movie setting. What movie do you want to live in? That is tonight's question. Tell me what movie you want to live in. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We had some really good ones so far. We've heard The Blue Lagoon, Biodome. I love that one. A Pauly Shore movie. He wants to live in a Pauly Shore movie. with Pauly Shore, probably. So, yeah, some great texts. Keep them coming. Love to read your stuff. As you know, you can comment on whatever I'm talking about or whatever we're talking about at any point in the show. So, Sherry said Mayberry. Stacey Sue said, what did Stacey Sue say? I think Stacey Sue really gave us an answer, did you, Stacey? Oh, she said the Waltons. She wants to live in the Waltons. And she's probably, there's probably a lot of people there listening that want to live there too. Jay, I'm not going to try to pronounce your last name. But
Scaloga.
Scaloga. You put a little Wisconsin in there. Scaloga.
Oh, just a little Scaloga.
I love this Pete and Anya combo. No diss to Conrad. I will not tell Conrad you said that, Jay. He's very sensitive. He's in the Mediterranean right now. Trust me. Nightlight is the last thing Conrad is thinking about right now. And that's how it should be when you're on vacation. The movie Fletch came out on this day in 1985. That's one of my all-time favorite comedies from when I was a kid. I don't want to live in Fletch. There was drug dealing. There was some nefarious things going on. But a great film that is one of my favorites from childhood. Love Fletch. Fletch dropped today in theaters in 1985. So do we have a phone call?
We do have a phone call. We have a phone call from a listener who'd like to share the movie house they'd like to live in. Let's see if this works.
I see it's Cindy. I would love to talk to Cindy from Appleton.
Hello.
How are you?
The Addams Family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm into old and spooky.
You like the spooky? How do you get a good night's sleep in that house, Cindy?
Well, I'm kind of a spook myself, so I just, you know.
So you'd fit right in, is what you're saying.
Yep.
What do you think about my choice? Have you ever seen Rear Window?
I think I have, but I honestly could not really tell you what the house was.
It's not really a house. It's an apartment looking at a whole bunch of other apartments. You just got to see it. It's a great
movie. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Yep. So, yep, now that you say it, I do. No, that wouldn't appeal to me.
Check it out. Well, you definitely take the cake. That is my favorite answer of the night because it shows you got a lot of guts, and I love your honesty about yourself, that you just called yourself a spook. So I think that's terrific. Thanks so much, Cindy. Have a great weekend. Cindy from Appleton. Carla checking in from Baraboo. She says, Fantasy Island, right along the lines of the Blue Lagoon. Yeah, those tropical locations. I wouldn't mind living on the Love Boat.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the Love Boat could be fun, depending on who the guest stars are that week, right? Tom from New Berlin checking in from the 414 says, watching Brewers out in the garage, the movie Pleasantville is where I want to live, or is that the GOP's plan?
Oh, no.
I don't know, Tom. I don't. I see what you're saying there. You might be right about that, but Pleasantville... So you want to live on a movie set. And living in movie sets, like, I always thought it'd be cool to live in the movie The Sting because you got those great sets and you got these speakeasies and where they set up the operation with the wire. So it would just – I always wanted to live on a movie set. I thought it was cool. I once heard that Walt Disney lived at Disneyland.
Yeah, I think I remember reading there's like an apartment on Main Street and they keep a light on up there because he would stay up there. Yeah, that's right.
And I think it was above the Disneyland fire station. We were there a lot when we lived there with our kids, and I'm glad they had that experience. But I always thought, how cool would it be to live in a theme park? Whether it's the day and you're watching passersby or at night when it's kind of dead, and you can just sit back with a cocktail. That sounds like a blast. Tom says, great night. I agree, Tom. It is a great night. Okay. Have you seen Promising Young Woman?
So I haven't.
Okay.
It's very high on my list. I am a huge fan of Bo Burnham. I'm a huge fan of the writer. So I should have seen it by now, but not quite yet, no.
So have you seen Saltburn?
No, I haven't seen that either. No, okay. I'm so sorry. You know who's kind of shocking?
Who?
Our own James Santel of Amicus has seen Saltburn, and he had complex opinions about it. I'll put it that way. It shocked me. He watched it.
Listen, it's a weird movie. And
yeah, I've heard.
It kept my attention. There's something sort of just, it starts off weird, and then it goes a little too far weird, and you're like, all right, this is just shock value. But whatever. I'm not saying there aren't people like that exist, but it got a little strange. But I loved Promising Young Woman. So I think we have a clip from Promising Young Woman. And this is this the one where she confronts the driver?
Yes, I believe it is.
All right. So basically, Carrie Mulligan's, it's her birthday. That's why we pulled these clips this week. She is, she's a predator and goes after guys who are predators. And she's pretends she's like this innocent thing they want to take home. And then she messes them up. And it is pretty cool. It's like a movie of poetic justice the whole way through. So let's hear some from Promising Young Woman.
Hey, sitting in the middle of the intersection? Let's get your
She's bashing his car with a tire iron.
Calm down. Oh, okay. Crazy.
Excuse me?
You.
Excuse me. You know, it's one of those films where I think, is it the writer that's the same as Saltburn?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. I'm like, do I even want to watch this? Because I saw Saltburn. I didn't turn it off. I watched it with my son and we're like, all right, it was really weird, but whatever. It kept us guessing. But Promising Young Woman is so much of a better film all around. And they throw something at you at the end that's really good. And we have a scene here from the other one, I think, that we cut, Anya, is when she meets, can't think of the character's name right now, in the coffee shop.
Is it Bo Burnham's character, though?
Oh, that might be Bo Burnham, yeah.
Yes.
And he plays, he's really good in it, too. He plays, like, this kind of creepy whatever, but he's great. But do we have time to play this?
Oh, yes, we do.
All right, let's play this one, too. This is Carey Mulligan and Bo Burnham?
Yep, that's him.
All right, there we go.
Hey.
Oh, you, hi.
One coffee, hold the spit. She spat at my coffee last time. I'm back because I think you gave me a fake number the other day.
It doesn't sound like me.
I know. So I spent a few hours composing a like very witty, very romantic text, and then I sent that text to an oil rig worker called Red.
Was he into it?
Surprisingly into it. It was like immediately inappropriate, but it's not gonna work out because of the oil rig. So I thought I'd try you again.
I just heard a phone ring in the back.
No, you didn't.
I most definitely heard a phone ring in the back.
She has to take a few imaginary calls a day.
Look, if you're not into this, totally get it.
I'm not really looking to date anyone at the moment.
Right, yeah. Me neither. Would you be interested in a friendship? And I'm secretly pining for you the whole time.
It's a great scene, great acting. And she just, Carey Mulligan is, I don't know why she's not a bigger name than she is. She's such a good actor. And she, I love the twist at the end of that film. I won't tell you what it is, but she's great. And he turns out to be a little bit of a creep, but he plays the charming guy well. And when you're like in a movie and you're overly, like if you're Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs, where you just have to be over the top, that's one thing. Bo Burnham, this guy, he has to be, he's just real.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good film.
His film that he wrote and directed, Eighth Grade, I'll just say too, hugely recommended by me. Very okay. Powerful film about being a young woman. And yeah, he's great.
Where can we see that?
It's an A24 film, so it's probably on Max okay. right now, or wherever fine A24 films are held right
They're out there, yeah. All right, coming up next, I'm going to ask Anya where she wants to live. We didn't do that yet, did we?
That's right, we didn't.
What movie you want to live in? And I got another one I want to live in, and we're going to hear about, it's Mike Myers' birthday. So we're going to hear some great Mike Myers stuff. That's coming up next on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Our question tonight is, what movie or TV show do you want to live in? We've heard some great answers. And Andrew from Verona checks in and says, oh, The Island House from Glass Onion or Mansion from Knives Out. That's a great one. And then he clarifies with another text saying, minus The Murderers. Yeah, that would be good.
Good stipulation to have. Absolutely.
So, Anya, you owe us an answer. What movie do you want to live in?
Well, I think, you know, you could take a long time with this, but I'll be real. When you asked the question, the first place that popped into my mind was the world of Encanto, the Disney kids film. And I know a kid's film is cheating because it's like, oh, it's not like saying Star Wars. Right. But I just think, you know, the family had these powers, right? And the house was magical. But you look at the town that they're in, and the people who also, even the people who aren't magical, are helping each other and they're involved. And I was like, this is such a beautiful community. They all care about each other. And I kind of, I want a house that puts its own dishes away just a little bit.
Yeah, you could live there.
I could thrive there. I'd be doing so well.
Not too late if you want to get in on tonight's question. What movie do you want to live in? And it could be for vague reasons. It could be the house, location in the movie, just the ambiance of the setting or the characters. I'm going to add one. And mine is the Italian, the Amalfi Coast, where they shot Equalizer 3. Ooh. It is just this gorgeous town. And I think it's called Atrani. The village of Atrani was the main setting for the film. It's right on the coast, and, you know, I've never been to Italy, but all those, like, kind of stone houses that are built up onto the hill, it is absolutely gorgeous. And I'm like, I'm kind of a big city guy, but if I could live there, I might. It looks so peaceful and so cool. So I'm going to add, I just added that to my list. I'm cheating, too.
That's okay.
855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what movie you want to live in. So we were talking about Mike Myers' birthday was this week. And one of my favorite underrated Mike Myers films is So I Married an Axe Murderer. And I want to say it was the first film he did before the Austin Powers, before Wayne's World, or maybe after Wayne's World, before Austin Powers. Like, maybe they threw him a bone and said, okay, Mike, we'll let you make your film. But he plays the son of this Scottish guy, played by Mike Myers. Have you seen the film, Anya?
I have not,
Oh,
no.
My gosh. Let's hear. Do we have two clips?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's hear the one. How are they labeled? I can't remember.
One is Meeting Dad, and the other just says, So I Married an Axe Murderer. Right, I apologize.
That's all right. Let's do Meeting Dad. It's a thick Scottish accent, but it's Mike Myers playing his own father. Very funny.
Oh, I hope you hold on to this one. You have the face of a wee angel. Do you know that?
I give! I'm Charlie's father!
I'm sorry. You surprised me. I'm sorry.
I like this one, Charlie. She's quite a filly. Now, Charlie tells me you're a butcher.
Yes, I am a butcher.
Do you link your own sausage?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Why don't you go and put your trousers on?
All right, hold your horses. Heave! Pants! Now!
Harriet, why don't you come with me? I have wonderful photographs of him when he's a baby.
And show the picture of Charlie when he s*** his pants at Niagara Falls. Oh, come on, Mum, don't show her the pictures.
Oh, lighten up, Charlie. You can pickle up your s*** again.
I'm just gonna go to the washroom, okay? Evidently, I have a pickle up my ass. And you're gonna be okay if I leave you alone.
Oh, yeah, fine. Don't worry about me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make sure there's enough paper. And Charlie, light a match!
He has a younger brother in the film who the dad just calls Head, because he has a huge head. And we'll hear that in this next clip. But that's what he was saying. He was like, "Heed pants, no, like bring me my pants." All right, let's hear. Let's just save the kiss clip for when Terry's here, because we'll play that second half of it with Linda Carter, because I want Terry to hear that. But let's hear some more. This is from So I Married an Ex-Murderer. This is Mike Myers playing his own father addressing his younger brother, who is just known as Head.
It's a well-known fact, Sonny Jim, that there's a secret society of the five wealthiest people in the world known as the Pentaveret, who run everything in the world, including the newspapers, and meet tri-annually at a secret country mansion in Colorado known as the Meadows. The Queen, the Vatican, the Gettys, the Rothschilds, and Colonel Sanders before he went tetzer. Oh, I hated the Colonel with his wee beady eyes. And that smug look on his face. Oh, you're going to buy my chicken. Oh.
How can you hate the Colonel?
Because he puts an addictive chemical in his chicken that makes you crave it fortnightly, smart. William, move your head. Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange and a toothpick.
You're going to give the boy a complex.
Well, that's a huge noggin. It's a virtual planetoid. Has its own weather system. Heed, move!
Bring in the paper.
All right, Hen.
You can cut it. That's so funny. Nancy Travis plays Mike Myers' girlfriend. She's very good. Anthony LaPaglia plays the guy in that last scene sitting next to Mike Myers talking about his own son's huge head. He says, "You're going to give him a complex." Oh, that's good stuff. All right. Well, we didn't get Mike tonight. We'll get a sports update next week. Mike's a busy guy. Mike is the hardest working man in sports. But I will read another text because I like this answer a lot. And our question is, what movie do you want to live in? Jay Skalaga.
Yep, that's it.
No, you did it better. What is it?
Skalaga.
Skalaga. Jay Skalaga. I'd like to live at the Columbia Inn from the movie White Christmas, where Bing Crosby, Rosemary Clooney, Danny Kaye, and Vera Ellen stayed in Pine Tree, Vermont. Yes, I memorized that movie. Yeah, it sounds like it, Jay. That would be, those old movies would be, so obviously It's a Wonderful Life, although I don't think you want to live in Pottersville necessarily, but there's just some great places from those old films too, especially a film like White Christmas or, some of those old holiday movies. Stacey Sue says, I married it. She knows the film. Stacey Sue knows the film. Anya, where are you at on Bigfoot?
In what way? I still believe in him. It hasn't changed since Wednesday.
We did talk about that, didn't we?
Very briefly.
I've been talking about Bigfoot so much, I can't remember one conversation to the next.
That's okay.
There's a convention tomorrow in Marinette at the Best Western, and I'm so going there to try to get some, like, a few sound bites or something. I really want to talk to these people. I don't necessarily believe in Bigfoot. I don't not believe. I'm not saying it can't happen, but I'm very anxious tomorrow to get out there and talk to these people. But if you are a Bigfoot enthusiast, Marinette, Wisconsin is the place you want to be tomorrow at the Best Western. And I think actually they have like a mixer tonight or like a meet and greet or something. And then they'll have the speakers will be there tomorrow talking about all the theories about Bigfoot and all that kind of stuff. So, and I got to be honest, if it was like a weekday, I'd probably go for a few hours, but I'll probably pop over there, talk to some people, and we kind of play their opinions maybe on the show next week. I think that could be fun. So coming up next, folks, our Friday night staple, one of my favorite guests of all time, Terry Barr from X Inc. joins us to talk about what's coming up tomorrow night at Live in the Lair. And she never disappoints. It's Terry Barr next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Anya on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cause I've got to be free, free to face a life that's ahead of me.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Making his first public comments on Donald Trump's conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, President Biden at the White House.
The American principle that no one is above the law was reaffirmed.
Former president attacking the judicial system, saying he and his lawyers will fight on appeal. President Biden detailing a three-phase deal proposed by Israel to Hamas militants that he says would lead to the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza and could end the war. Germany joining the U.S. in telling Ukraine that they won't oppose Ukraine attacking targets on Russian soil with the long-range weapons NATO is supplying. That's a significant policy change. Preliminary terrorism charges are filed against an 18-year-old in France accused of a plot targeting spectators attending Olympic soccer games. He's from Chechnya, accused of plotting on behalf of the Islamic State group's jihadist ideology. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers has appointed three new people to the UW Board of Regents. Tim Nixon, Jack Salzwedel, and Desmond Adongo will replace three regents whose terms expired this May. The Board of Regents creates policies that run the UW system, like setting admission standards and the university budget. Donald Trump has been convicted of 34 felonies. Is this a setback for Trump's presidential campaign? Marquette poll director Charles Franklin tells Civic Media Biden could potentially see a 4-point bump in the polls.
Impeachment didn't move the numbers, and the civil cases didn't move the numbers. This one is a different kettle of fish, but let's wait and see before we assume that there will be big movement in the numbers this time.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. No highly anticipated blockbusters open this week as the box office takes a breath after the holiday weekend. There are, however, several well-reviewed films opening, including The Dead Don't Hurt, written and directed by Viggo Mortensen, who also stars. The film is a Western drama and is reviewing well with critics, including the Capital Times' Rob Thomas. Summer Camp has some serious star power in Diane Keaton, Kathy Bates, and Alfre Woodard, but has not been shown to critics yet, so beware. Also opening is Ezra, starring Bobby Cannavale and Robert De Niro. The film has been described as a heartwarming comedy that is directed by Tony Goldwyn. If you were trying to catch up on blockbusters already released, definitely check out Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, which was number one at the box office last week and drew excellent reviews. Family films The Garfield Movie and If are a big hit with audiences, and if it's more adult comedy you're looking for, you can still check out the film Babes. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, low in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, maybe a stray storm with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. More storms possible Sunday afternoon, highs low 80s. Storms still possible Monday, high around 80. Right now it's 61.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devils Advocates radio show. We'll tell you whether or not Trump is fleeing prosecution to a extraditionalist country. Tune in Monday.
The Devils Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
That's in the rotation now. That's a good one. It was CeeLo Green's birthday the other day. He turned 49. I wouldn't even remember this song if I didn't see that it was his birthday. From the 920, Sherry from Horicon is adding to her list of a movie she'd like to live in as well. She says, adding to mine, The House in Gone with the Wind before the war. Yes, that would be.
Good stipulation.
Another good, yeah. So the Glass Onion House with no murderers and the Gone with the Wind house before the war. I just want to live in Rear Window, maybe in Equalizer 3 and the Italian countryside. Seaside, I should say. Okay, so, pardon me. We still got a lot of show, folks. Don't go anywhere. This is Friday night in Wisconsin. I know it's beautiful outside, but I know you have the Civic Media app, which is so easy to use, and I know you're taking us with you. So we are in the final quadrant. My week with Anya is winding down, and what better way to send Anya off than with a dose of Terry Barr? Terry, how are you?
Oh my gosh, I love Anya. I've been very lucky to be able to work with her quite a bit over the last year.
She's gotten a lot of love this week,
thank
especially
you guys.
Tonight. Yeah.
Oh, for so many reasons. She's smart, she's talented, and she knows what she's talking about. So look out, people.
And I didn't pay her to say that.
No.
Even if you did, Terry can sell it. I have no problem slipping Terry a 20 to say some nice things about me. How are you,
Terry?
Oh, that
was about Anya. I'm sorry. Pete, I missed out on that. I was supposed to say something nice about you. Oopsie.
No, that's okay. I know how you really feel about me.
No, you're cool.
So you guys were off last week. How did that feel? It was nice to take a week off. I think that since I've been doing this show, I don't think you've had a week off.
Well, we try to give each other a break, but this was the first time in a super long time that the entire weekend was nothing but everybody's favorite Live in the Lair concert performances.
Very nice.
So, yeah, you got hour after hour after hour of local musicians from across the state who have been our live featured guests.
Wow.
And it sounded terrific, I have to say. I was listening off and on, and I heard from some friends and other people, and it was terrific, but we're back to it tomorrow night.
Good for you. That is such a great show. And we've been talking about it throughout the show, just how, and I've told you this, Terry, how much new music I've found because of Live in the Lair and because of Max Inc. It's just such a fun show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And you didn't pay me to say that. There's no money.
Oh, look at us.
There's
it's
no
all
money
free tonight
being passed around. So let me ask you this, Terry. What movie do you want to live in?
Oh, Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Oh, what is that? I remember that.
Yeah, it was all about Javier Bardem, and he was hot then.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably still kind of hot now.
Oh, he still is.
But it was Barcelona, and it was wild, and it was gorgeous, and it's the whole reason I still want to go to Barcelona.
You know, have you ever seen the film Barcelona?
Oh.
It's a Whit Stillman.
No.
I think it's a Whit Stillman film, but it's just like these, it's quirky, funny. I recommend it. I love Whit Stillman stuff. And he did another film called The Last Days of Disco, which is really funky too.
I have seen that.
Yeah, it's the same filmmaker and he's kind of quirky and I think you'd like it. And there's a lot of great shots of Barcelona too. So that's a great answer.
We were in Greece at this time last year and it's just really made me think a lot about traveling and where do I really want to go and spend my time? Because I know our time to get away is so limited. So Barcelona's still on the list.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I hope you get there.
Yeah.
Hey,
Thank you.
Before we do your song, I have to play this. I think I sent you the video. Okay, so that must have hurt because I know you idolize Kiss, but I said earlier in the week that fame is a drug, and when you think you're at the end of your run, even a badass band like Kiss will do anything to stay relevant and in the spotlight. And here, for those of you who have not seen this, it's mostly a visual thing, so bear with us. It's only like a minute long. But this is Linda Carter, who is amazing, by the way, singing I Was Made for Loving You, Baby. And am I right, Terry? The Kiss guy's doing like Soft Shoe from a Broadway musical around her.
Yes.
It's crazy. All right, let's hear this.
They have done many things like this, but this one really got me.
All right, let's hear the clip and then we'll discuss.
Okay.
Linda Carter is gorgeous. She was Wonder Woman. But watching her dance, man, she could do it all. She's like a really good dancer, and her voice wasn't that bad.
I love it. And you can hear, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Do I have a crush, or am I wrong about that? I mean, I think
you totally have a crush. I can hear it. The minute you started to talk about her, I'm like, oh, this goes back decades.
It does. Do you think she has a boyfriend? Is she in play? That's what I'm asking. My wife would understand.
Is she your out?
Mm.
Or as the young people say today, a hall pass.
A hall pass, yeah.
The hall pass.
We had the writer of Hall Pass on a couple months ago.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, she would be my maybe one of my hall passes. I don't even, what is she, 83?
Oh, look at you getting all greedy one of my.
Listen, she's quite elderly right now. I think I would, I'm digging a hole for myself here, but I'm saying like, I don't know. I love her. I love Linda Carter.
Well, Cher dates young, so I'm just saying.
Okay. Thank you. If you're referring to me as young, that's great. I'll take that too.
Yes. And you know what's funny about that music? Okay. So, you know, Kiss has been around. They did celebrate 50 years finally. And because we were dismayed, we thought they were going to quit in 48. And we're like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, right.
So they waited. They got through COVID. And we were at their final show in New York. But there are so many places where you can find their music. If you've not heard of this group, Hayseed Dixie. Hayseed Dixie does Kiss in country, but like rockabilly country.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. And there are multiple. I mean, they did some disco music, obviously, but there are multiple versions of various songs redone by disco artists of all of Kiss's songs.
I like when the genres, when they do that. One of my favorite things to do when I play my guitar is to play old 80s dance tunes like, you know, Brand New Lover and Bizarre Love Triangle and all these fun.
Yes.
And make it just acoustic. It's fun. And somebody was in the studio a month ago and said, oh, that's a big thing now. I'm like, oh, well, I'm bad at it. I'm not saying I'm like going on the road or anything. But yeah, that's a cool thing, I think, when genres swap like that.
I love that. And the mashups, too. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us about tomorrow night. You guys have Brian. Help me with his last name. Is it Bethke?
Bethke.
Okay.
Yeah, just like it looks. Brian is based in Eau Claire, so we love when we can get somebody to come visit us from other places in the state, and we've been really lucky to have that happen quite a few times. Brian has 8 albums out.
Really?
He is the booker for music, if musicians are interested. He does Osseo in the Park, a summertime series, and it is very popular. But here's my favorite tidbit, because I know you like these tidbits. Brian won a songwriting contest. Now, keep in mind, again, Eau Claire-based Wisconsin guy wins a songwriting contest to do the music for The Last Rites of Ransom Pride. And guess who the stars were? Well, I'll just tell you. Dwight Yoakam and Kris Kristofferson.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I feel, I'm like, I know he's got a silky smooth voice, and everybody just brags about his songwriting and his voice that he puts with his music. But then to hear this, I can't wait to ask him more about Dwight Yoakam and Kris Kristofferson in this movie.
Let's hear the song, and then I want to ask you about Kris Kristofferson. I've learned more about that guy, and I'm such a huge fan of his and what he's done for other artists. So let's do that. But let's hear I'll Be Okay by Brian Bethke.
Excellent.
I heard it all before. Won't fall for this no more. I see it in your eyes. Will we ever get this right? It brings me to my knees. In this godforsaken place, wondering what could be. If I just make my escape,
is a really cool song, Terry. Can you stick around just for a couple minutes to discuss? We just got to do something really quick, and I want to ask you about
for you, Pete, and Anya. Yes,
mostly for Anya, though. All right, we'll have a couple more minutes with Terry Barr on Nightlight with Pete Schwab on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I heard it all before. Won't fall for this no more. I see it in your eyes. Will we ever get this right? It brings me to my knees.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy.
including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends? To work on your attention span? Or to win a prize, like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Love The Cure, and that's a great song. Good pull on you. We have a couple more minutes here with Terry Barr, who is talking to us about Brian Bethke. You can hear Brian's stuff tomorrow on Max Inc., and that song we heard was called I'll Be Okay. Great song.
Yes. And now, once again, I think you and I have talked about this in the past, because you are such a movie buff. And now knowing that he won a songwriting contest where he got to write the music for a movie, this one feels like that could be in any movie.
Oh, yeah.
Just the whole I'll be okay idea.
Yeah, and it kind of takes a weird turn there where it's like, and it just goes into this different,
I
love it.
You have to kind of stick with it and be like, ooh, yeah. Okay, that got spooky.
It kind of sounded like the music that was in that scene from Promising Young Woman you played where she reminds, she's in the car, it's like, right, yeah. And then she takes apart the car, you know?
Yeah, good call.
Thank you, yeah.
So listen for more, you can hear more of Brian on tomorrow night's Max Inc. He's live in the lair, correct, Terry?
He is. We start live at 6 o'clock. We've got all kinds of guests and gossip and news. And, you know, we just do what we do, new music.
Yeah.
And then Brian comes in and plays. And, oh, the brave man picks our questions from 9 to 10 o'clock.
That's great. So yeah. I want to, before we let you go, I love, okay, so I'm a big John Prine fan. And
Oh yes,
the stories of he and Steve Goodman and their friendship. And I heard this about Kris Kristofferson, went to a little club, I can't remember the name of it, in Chicago in Old Town, and heard Steve Goodman play, and he loves Steve Goodman. And Steve Goodman, and I know there are still people like this, but this is a rare story. Steve Goodman, Kris Kristofferson likes him, he's on the path to fame. He says, you know who you should really hear is my buddy John Prine. He writes songs like nobody else. So he went to bat for his buddy, and Kris Kristofferson ended up inviting them both to New York and really helped both of them. But he's a really good guy, Kris Kristofferson. Everything I've read about him, I just love him.
Well, and I got to say, you know, the newer, not the newest, newer version of A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
I remember I played piano as a child, so my mom did get me the book to be able to play all the songs from that. And I just remember looking at the pictures in the piano book and thinking, oh, my gosh, this guy's so handsome.
He's your Linda Carter. He is your Linda Carter.
There we go.
Listen to us.
I get Chris. You get Linda. We're
that sounds like a deal. Terry, this is so much fun as always. Have a great show tomorrow night, and please come
Thank
back next
you.
Week.
And you guys have a great weekend,
we
everyone.
Will.
Bye,
All right,
Terry.
My friend. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Terry Barr, check out Max Inc. tomorrow night on the Civic Media Network and live in the lair from 9 to 10. Great show. Anya, this was fun. Hey, I think we have one more Madison clip. Got a couple more minutes of Madison?
Yep, we got one more Madison clip. That's
right. This is me in Madison last week on State Street. I'm coming to your town at some point, people, and I'm going to talk to you guys. I'm going to find out what you're watching, and I'm going to unite this state through show business. That is the goal. And I want to learn about your town. So, but right now we have a little bit more of me on State Street last week in Madison.
Julie, what do you watch on TV?
That's not supposed to be a hard question.
Suits.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You got a lot of seasons ahead of you then, right?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. How many episodes do you watch at a time?
I mean, it depends.
Okay.
Sometimes two.
All right.
If I have time.
What's the best thing about living here?
There's a lot of stuff to do.
What's the worst thing about living here?
Winter.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen on State Street?
Oh, boy. There's a lot of weird stuff sometimes.
What do you do when you see weird stuff on State Street?
Look the other way.
You don't enjoy it? You don't soak it in, the ambience?
Keep walking.
What do you do when you see someone really weird on State Street?
Look the other way. One time when I was like 5, I was eating at Tudo's Pasta, and there I was eating outside, and there was a guy in his underwear dancing with another guy sweeping the floor for him. And the underwear was cheetah print.
Oh, nice. Yep. So that must have made a big impression on you as a young lady.
Yes, it has.
Have you ever seen anything really weird on State Street?
If you think people yelling and screaming chaotically, it's weird. That's pretty standard for me.
When these people yell and scream, are they wearing pants?
You know, typically they are, but it wouldn't be surprising if they weren't.
What are you watching on TV?
Right now, I'm an anime guy, so I'm actually watching Hunter x Hunter. But I was watching You. That was the last piece of not animation I was watching.
How many episodes do you watch in a row?
Man, that's the question. I don't know if I can be honest.
There's no right or wrong answer.
You know, in one sitting, anywhere from 5 to 15, if you really can get into it, you know. But yeah, anywhere from 5 to 15.
That is nuts. 5 to 15 episodes.
And those, I look it up. Hunter x Hunter. Those are not short anime episodes.
Really?
I don't know how he's doing 15 in a day.
Are you an anime fan?
I am not, and I don't mean that to sound like I'm against it. I just, because I prefer to watch it undubbed, so with the subtitles, it's like a sit-down event,
yeah.
Like sit down and read, and I just haven't had that time. But I do like a little anime on Netflix called Agretsuko. She's a little red panda, and they're 10-minute episodes, and she's just trying to make it in the corporate world, and it's very hard
panda?
For her. Yes, she's a red panda, so the little ones.
The deck is already stacked against her.
Yes, it's very hard for a red panda
you
to be a corporate
many.
Person.
There are very few corporate raiders that identify as red pandas.
That's right, but she's working on it, and I believe in her.
Not saying it can't happen. That's cool. So what are you going to watch this weekend, Anya?
You know, I think I got to dive into Baby Reindeer on your recommendation.
Yeah.
And you know, this hack show sounds really good and really therapeutic for me right now.
It's funny.
I might have to put that on too.
It's Jean Smart plays an old Vegas comic, aging.
Yeah.
And her best days are behind her. She had a TV show. She was the star of her own TV show. And she gets paired up with, I think her name is Emily. She's this young hotshot writer who can't stop putting her foot in her mouth. And she's offends people without even trying. It's a great match. It's a good show.
And I relate to that for some unknown reason, but here we are.
No, you're not. I'm not saying you couldn't ruffle some feathers if you wanted to. I know you have that in you, but I don't see it. At least not this week. I haven't. Hey, Monday. Good show coming your way here at Nightlight. My guests will be native Wisconsin actor Dan Davies. He's a filmmaker as well, and Chicago comedian and documentary filmmaker. He made a documentary film about stand-up, Michael Alexander. That's the show on Monday. Where will you be Monday?
Monday, I might be back here, but I'll probably be in Waukesha.
Okay.
Unfortunately, but I'll miss being here, Pete.
All right. Well, I'll miss you. It's been fun. We'll do it again sometime. Thank you for being here at Nightlight tonight. So much fun, especially on a Friday. Thank you for spending your time with me, and I hope we entertained you. And on behalf of Anya, have a great night, everybody. This has been Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a new program in La Crosse trying to keep items out of dumpsters and put them to better use. Also a round of the good, the bad, and please let's not do this. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your first chance to win in this statewide contest starting Monday, June 3rd at 7 a.m. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.